Anybody here yet?
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Char.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, how about you?
Good, good. We're going to have a hot day today, so I'm up and rolling.
Oh, and we're going to be cool, only about 80 degrees.
Oh, well, that I'd take. I think it's 93 or 5, and it came on really, really fast for us because we had nothing but rain. Somebody else just joined us, too.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. How are you doing? Are you hot or cooler?
No, I'm cool with Elaine.
You're cool with Elaine? I thought you would be. Oh, boy.
From last Thursday. This last Thursday was so hot, I about sweltered in there because the air conditioner wasn't working. So,
oh dear,
I'll probably have it fixed today when I don't need it. So,
hopefully for the next run at it, huh?
Yeah.
Was that Monty I heard also?
Yes, it's 70.
Betty
has arrived. And Betty, it's 75 up there already.
Yes, that's because I have the air conditioner on. It will only reach the highest today will be 75 for me.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. We got this big house, but it's not air conditioned, but it's only the top floor that we mind because the rest of it stays pretty cool, actually, except that I've not opened it up like I normally do. When we go to bed, I'd open the main floor up and the basement, the lower level where the office is always cool. I mean, it never hardly changes from winter to summer. But we've got a kitten in here that tries to escape and she's not quite big enough to be out on her own yet. Anyway. So I've got to take extra precautions here. I told Denny, I says, I think there's a couple windows they could get screens on them that'd give us more cross circulation. So we cool down pretty fast, usually at night. So it's not too bad. Anyway, did you guys have a good weekend, all of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything new on the horizon?
No.
Well, I'll put another reminder in case any of you have not tried that red lentil hummus. Even the kitten loves it. I have had such a good response with that. Jeannie told me on the phone, I don't think it was on the call, that she makes it up about once a week and just has it on hand for her veggies. Veggies are, if you've got really healthy, wholesome whole grain crackers, that is another way that it tastes really good. I grabbed about six or eight crackers last night, maybe 10, probably 10's a closer number. They were about an inch round, and I thought, oh, I need to get rid of, finish these off because I'm going to make some new sesame seed, or flaxseed crackers. It's just flaxseed and water in my dehydrator, which is setting outside, so I can do that easily without heating up the house. And I thought, I need to get rid of these, and it's really, really good with a really crisp whole grain cracker. So, another one. Does anybody not have it, or has anybody not tried it?
I don't think I've got it.
Okay, it's really quick. I'm going to read it off to you.
Okay.
So, it's on the recording again. It's red lentil hummus, and all you do is bring to a boil one cup of lentils that you've rinsed with 3 cups of water. Oh, no. 2 cups of water. Let me look at this again here. They haven't got it right next to it. They've got it back someplace. Yeah, with 2 cups of water, boil them and turn them down to simmer for about 20 minutes. You want them really soft because they're going to be just all mushed up. And then you combine the following with them, drained. No, not drained, excuse me. You just boil them down because they'll absorb the water. And if there's still a fair amount of water, let it boil off of them a bit. You don't want them dry, but you don't want them real, real soupy with lots of broth on them.
Okay.
I don't think that will happen, but. Question? Okay. So after the lentils are cooked, put them in your food processor. Add 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/4 cup of tahini, 1/2 of a garlic clove smashed. You don't have to worry about mincing. It'll get all cut up. 3 tablespoons of oil, which I think I took down to 1. So you can use that as you choose. It does not need a whole lot. Juice of 1/2 lemon. 1 teaspoon of red wine vinegar. 1/4 of coriander. The spice powder. And then it says at the end, it says, that's what goes in the food processor. And at the end, it says 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil for drizzling on top, plus a pinch of paprika and 1 1/2 teaspoons of minced parsley. I know I'm going fast there. A little Greek yogurt or alternative yogurt, which I haven't seen any of those come out with the name Greek on them yet, but probably somebody will. Greek alternative yogurt. A scallop on top just for decoration and added flavor. And you've got it done. And it makes about 3 cups altogether, depending on how much your lentils have cooked down. But it is so creamy, and it is so smooth, and it is so fast and easy. And tastes totally different than the garbanzo bean hummuses. And so it's just, and I actually like it much better than the pea hummus that I gave a while back to. I won't even go back to that, because if you got a choice of one or the other, this is it. Do this. So I think you will enjoy it as much as I did. And finally, Denny was about to say to me last night, I said, did you get full on the broccoli slaw salad cranberry combination? And I said, he said, yes, I was just about to ask you if this was the end of it. I think I've made it 3 times in a row, because either we've been doing larger groups, or we're expecting to be doing larger groups, and so we end up eating more than our fair share of it. But it is so good. So if you haven't tried that one, the only recommendation I'm going to make on what I already gave you is, it's easy, it's fast, it's starting out with the bag of broccoli slaw that you buy at the store. And so that makes it very convenient, but I would cut the, dried cranberries in half. I got so tired, and I love dried cranberries in anything. But I just got tired of them. There were too many of them in the salad. You could probably cut it down to 1/3 and it would be plenty, unless you really want a lot of sweetness. And my other tip is go looking for the probably the easiest quick snack, processed quick snack from the store, is a dried edamame beans. And if you've got a choice and you see some that say chili on them, go ahead and try them, because if they're like ours that say chili, it's very, very, very slight. It's not a hot flavor at all. But they're very quick. They're very easy. And really, there's nothing on them except there is some salt on them. I don't think it's overdone. To my taste buds, it's not overdone. They had plain. They had chili, and they had wasabi. I should try the wasabi. I didn't, because I figured it was going to be too hot, and Denny wasn't going to like it, so I didn't even try it. I will the next time, because if it's as mild as the chili is, we'll like it too. It's just a slightly different flavor. And they were running a fair price. Out here is $2.18 a pound. And it takes a lot of dried edamame beans to make up a pound, so it's a real bargain. I just stuck a bag in our travel bag so that they're with us. And, you know, whether you eat a banana with it, a fresh piece of fruit, it's a little bit of protein. It's a little bit of sanity as far as how long it's going to last. It's quick. It's easy. And especially when we're on the run so much as we are right now, it's great. And the kids all love it. I haven't had one walk away from them. In fact, they grabbed my bag and emptied one of them the other day when they were here. So, quick brush ups on results of what we've what I've given out and what we've seen happen. So anybody else have any quick tips? While you're thinking, I do have one more. What was it I was doing that was soft? Oh, a nectarine. I wanted this peel off, and it had some bruise spots on it, small bruise spots that I wanted to cut out, and I thought, oh, I just want the skin off. It wasn't a nectarine either. It was a peach, I'm sorry. And so I cut it out, and you know how you try and, you know, if you're trying to dice it up for in a salad or something, you cut it in half, you twist it, and sometimes you have trouble getting the pit out. This is the way I've always done it anyway, just out of habit. And I just took it and I pulled the skin off of it, which came off pretty easily because it was well ripe. That's why it was, had some couple of bruise spots on it. And I thought, gee, if this thing doesn't twist easy, I'm just going to have it into mushy stuff before I get it off the pit, even slicing it around. So as I sliced it around, I thought, why don't I just dice it on the pit? Has anybody done that before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, good for you. You're way ahead of me. So anyway, I just hadn't thought about doing that, that I can remember. Maybe I did it with some time and some point and just forgot about it. But I don't use all that many fresh peaches that I peel anyway, so that's probably part of it. But you could do the same thing with a, overripe, or well-ripened, mango. Would work the same way. Just dice it on the pit and scrape it off the thing, because I ended up making that green, or this is another tip, I ended up making that green mango salad that has been our favorite, that's a Vietnamese salad, strictly from the Vietnamese gal that started with very green, regularly ripe, but very green mangoes. There's a difference. You can buy a green mango that I guess doesn't ripen anything to but green. And then you can get regular mangoes that are still too green to eat, basically. Well, that's what she started with when we were in Mexico. That's all she could find at the time. She says, I can't find any authentic green mangoes, but these will work really well in place of it. Anyway, it was too soft again, and by the time I got it off, it was just like liquid practically. It was real soft. I'll say mushy, which doesn't sound appetizing, but it was very good. And our youngest son came in here, and he goes, what's this, Mom? And I says, well, I really need a bed of greens underneath it, and I usually put on greens, but it's way too soft, so it's almost like a, he goes, that looks like a relish. He says, that would be good on that homemade artisan bread, and he took a piece of it and slathered it all over it. And he goes, oh, this is out of sight, Mom. And that was Italian bread. And I wanted to put it over Italian bread with olives in it. It's arrived. He ate about three or four slices. He ate a good chunk off of the loaf with that, but they had worked off, and he's really thin, and he can definitely take it. So, anyway, that's another one. If you've tried the green mango salad and you've got your mangoes that are too ripe. So somebody else just joined us. You want to say hi? Does that bring to mind anything that anybody's had happen in their kitchen that's a quick tip? I'm into shortening time and getting more accomplished. Anything I can think of with better way to do it faster?
If you don't want to dice the peach off of the pit, a grapefruit spoon works good. Just slide it in around the pit, and the halves will come right off.
There you go. That's a great idea. I always have those handy to use. Grapefruit spoon for deep hitting a peach. Anybody else? Another one that I just thought of that, on a little bit different subject, but I still call it a tip, is what Loretta had said, when you're using flour, especially when you're buying in a bigger bag, if you're doing like I am for some of the grains, is to take a whisk and whisk it. And I know, I can't remember what you said, you did something a little bit different, Onita.
I whisk it too.
Oh, you whisk it too, okay. And I just do it in, like I was emptying the bag the other day and I had some left, and so I just, and was going to dip in and add to my, both my starter and my bread. So I just did it right in the 25 pound bag, just took the whisk and just held it partially shut and just whipped it around. And it will make a really big difference in the texture of your bread. It's not so heavy. You're not getting so much of it because it's packed together too much. On that same subject. Comment from anybody. That might be Steve. That sounds kind of like Steve, maybe. Steve may not be on mute again. We're going to have to send him an email with that, about that. Anyway, I know he's busy and probably on his way to work or at work. But anyway, the other one was I pulled a book and just looked at it casually on the sourdough bit thing with the different grains. And they actually had, I looked up spelt in there because I'm really, really hot on utilizing spelt, because even my grandson that's got really bad allergies, when I tested him, it was not about the wheat. And it was about this, it was not about gluten, it was about the wheat. I mean, horrible on wheat, energy-wise. But on the other grains that had wheat in them, he didn't have any reaction whatsoever. And really, really bad when I gave him a loaf of wheat bread that I found here to hold. And on the spelt bread, oh my gosh, absolutely nothing. I mean, his strength was just really, trying to get the point across at almost 18 years old, that you can do some things with what you eat and make that be a whole lot better. So we'll see if it happens with him. But anyway, pulled this book out, and they were actually saying that spelt is one of the best grains to do sourdough with. It responds really well as a starter, where you do not want to use rye for a starter, as an example. And the balance, I think it's a balance of the gluten that's in it, the natural gluten. But I'm not going to say it's all that negative for us if your body can't handle gluten. So if you're playing around with the starter and you want to switch out of the wheat, because it's really hard to find a I'm going to say a heritage seed wheat anymore, except maybe for growing grass. And I'll have to test that and see how that tests out. I know I don't like paying. It's arrived, the cost of the wheat, to get it here, but there is definitely a huge difference in growing it. My wheat grass looks absolutely gorgeous right now. It's about 12 inches high at least, and right at prime for juicing. And boy, can you tell a difference in the flavor of that when you talk about difference in grain, seeds, organic, etc., and having good Prime Ag water to put on it. So, comments, questions? This is a free-for-all this morning.
No, but I'm glad to hear about this spelt, because I was a little hesitant about using it just all the way through from the starter and into the making of the bread as well, so that's great information for me.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm not trying to put a lot of bread in your diet, but if you're going to have any, do take the time to try that recipe. It's not as cumbersome. I never did give you, because I haven't found that little book yet on starters. But the starter, even making it from scratch, is not, that's what you did, didn't you, Betty?
Yes, I did.
Okay, when you come on Wednesday, if you have that handy, could you give that to everybody?
I don't know if I wrote it down. I'll check and see. I'm sure I have it somewhere. I pulled it off the internet, so.
Okay.
I can do that.
Just say, did you start with potato in it also, or?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, with wheat, just with the flour and water?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's really, really easy, guys. We're making it sound like just because it's bread and you got it, you know, and our mind goes back to kneading it and the flour and all that kind of stuff. But when you're doing it with a whole grain, you can do the sourdough. the digestive system, and especially with the spelt now after what I've read and learned and the numbers of people I've tested, I'm going to say, you know, you're not doing something bad, just you've got to keep it under control because it tastes so good. And like any grain carb, it can be addictive because it just tastes so good and it's satisfying and it holds you over and all that. But if you do it out of proportion to what you're eating, it will not be good. The same as doing fruit out of proportion to what you're eating. And, of course, for the first 7 days on the KBB or the first 14 days or 21 if you need that long to break your addiction, do it that way so that you don't have any problem with it. But, you know, other than that, there is a smoothie out there if you want me to pour it. Okay. So anyway, does that bring to mind anything else anybody else has picked up? Because I want this really interactive this morning.
I put off making bread for a long time because I was, like you said, just thinking about the times when I made it. You have to let it sit and rise and punch it down and go through all of that again. This is so amazingly simple. I don't know why I waited so long.
Thank you, Benny. And the other day, just to give you an example, I started a batch. Things interfered. It was going to be the shorter version with the red wine vinegar, teaspoon of red wine vinegar that allows you to use it within 11 hours, I think it is, on the recipe. And I can do it. And I thought I'd get back in time to do it not much past the 12 hours. By the time I did it, it was way past that. It didn't look right. And I thought, oh, I probably wasted this whole batch, but I'm going to go ahead and bake it. I went ahead and baked it, and it baked up, and it is fine. But maybe just slightly heavier because it worked up so much, you know, and then it was almost like it fell slightly. But you would not have known the difference if I didn't know it and hadn't made it probably 3 or 4 dozen times now. In the last few months, and I just think it's great, and it's a nice introduction for people that are eating typical American style, even though it's heavier than what they're used to. They seem to like it. It seems to go over quite well, and I always tell them, I use the negative approach, because that's the way I feel a lot of people are going to think about it. This is a heavy bread. You're not used to a heavy bread. You're used to something that's called whole wheat and caramelized coloring in it for the wheat texture, like wheat color in it from the grocery store. If you're using regular whole wheat out of the grocery store and think you're doing great, this is going to be heavy. But when I've taken it places, it is, oh my gosh, this is so good. And I really like the Italian version with the olives. I've got a gallon of olives I'm going to open and start in on, and I know I'll get to the bottom of them just with the bread before I, just the ripe olives instead of the Kalamata that are about $7 a pound. And so I'm going to use that up in the process over the summer, as well as with, you know, salads where you want to put ripe olives in and so forth. So anybody have a great avocado recipe? I've got 2 or 3 ripe avocados I've got to use today or they're going to be done for. And I'm looking right now because I did do one the other night, my pudding recipe off of Furman. I'm not sure I should even give you until I send it into the company. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I'm serious. I'm going to, I modified it. Dang, it's only got 4 ingredients in it. I think I can remember it. I don't see it sitting here. It's gotten buried again or in with... Oh, here it is. I found it. I grabbed it and was walking with it. Okay, I went into Furman. My thing has expired as of probably today, and don't forget the kickoff call tonight, and I've got to wind this up. But anyway, it's an avocado chocolate pudding. It was Furman's. My subscription to Furman ran out. I think I paid $39 for a year. I've more than gotten my money's worth out of it. just a plug, to be able to go in. And I've done nothing but use the recipes. I haven't used any of the research that's available to me or anything else that's in there. So anyway, this serves four people. This is the way he has it written. One ripe avocado, peeled and pit removed, and you don't want it firm. You want it so it's well ripe. One half to three quarters cup of water. Make sure you start with a half a cup. Yeah, I'll just leave it there. I'll use it for picking out into. Four tablespoons of, non-alkalized cocoa powder. I've got a good supply of that. He says 6 to 10 days pitted depending on size and sweetness, and a dash of vanilla extract. Okay. Blend all ingredients in high-powered blender. May be served by itself or used as a topping for fresh fruit. Okay. Marie, the guy that lives with us, gave me an idea because she said something. I can't remember. It was something, but we were talking about, she asked me when the company was going to come out with chocolate KBB. And I said, not. And she goes, I love the chocolate flavor in the Body Balance. I said, it's too easy. All you have to do is put some cocoa powder in. It's plenty sweet anyway. You can put, so my brain just started working on that. When I went looking for this recipe, part of it was because Carol had told me years and years ago when we first started on this, she had seen a recipe that said use avocado in a pudding for the base, for creaminess and fat, or maybe it was in a cheesecake too. Anyway, something like that for vegan food. And my brain went back to that because I'd done it a couple of times and it was good, but then I'd forgotten about it. So I thought, aha, and she just asked about chocolate. KBB. You know what I'm going to do? Instead of the dates, I'm going to put the KBB in. So my modification was I used a fourth of a cup of the cocoa powder, my cocoa powder, but I didn't use any dates, and I put two scoops of the KBB in there, and I forgot the vanilla because it does say a dash of vanilla on there. So you can use that too. I just forgot about it. I didn't miss it. But then I don't know. Maybe I'd like it better with it in there. And I run it in the blender, and I did have to use a full 3/4 cup. I may have even added a little tiny bit more water, maybe another tablespoon. I can't remember on that. But get the consistency you want right then. It doesn't have to set up. I don't even know. We ate half of it. And what we did was spooned it over fresh sliced strawberries. And I really liked it. Marie liked it, but I think, you know, not as much as I did because my taste buds just really thought it was great. And maybe part of it was because I knew the KBB was in there and that was a great substitute. So that, if you make 4 servings of it, like it says, then you would have just a half a scoop. But that's enough if you're just trying to get a little bit in and you're wanting some kind of a dessert. And yet you haven't added any sugar. Now, again, not in the first 2 weeks maybe of what you're doing to be really straight and not have any sweetness from fruit or anything else. But then again, you're not getting any sweetness from fruit, are you? You're only getting something from the avocado and straight cocoa powder. So hey, maybe it wouldn't be a big violation on it. Go ahead.
How many dates?
It said 6 to 10.
Okay.
And so depending on size. Now, you could probably use the chopped that are just rolled in oat flour very lightly to keep them from sticking together would be a convenience. You're going to have to guess at how much it would take. And they'll also need a little bit more water because they're not going to mush up again.
Okay.
I haven't tried that modification if and when I choose to do it without the KBB.
Okay.
But the KBB was just a great plus. Another question, Nancy.
What's this non-alkalized cocoa powder?
That is just a pure form of cocoa powder instead of the highly processed that you probably are going to get. So you can, non-alkalized is better for the body. I have never paid much attention to that. Anybody want to give me further information on non-alkalized cocoa powder?
Where do you find it?
I don't know because I'm working on a 25-pound bag of Italian cocoa right now.
Okay.
You can look for it. I probably a health food store is going to have it said on it. I couldn't get an easy definition at one point years ago when I went looking for it, or a fast one. So if you find something on it, any of you give us the insight as to why we should be using that, if it's a major or if it's
a minor. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it's come up in several of my vegan recipes that are strictly vegan.
Okay, thanks.
So I have seen it, but honestly, Monty, do you know? Monty's the...
I'm assuming groceries are not going to have it.
I wouldn't think so, but in the meantime, I would use, you know, whatever you've got, Hershey's cocoa powder or baking cocoa powder or whatever.
So you could use that instead?
Yes, oh yes, yes. It's just a cocoa powder, but it's a pure form of it.
Cocoa, you didn't say coconut, you said cocoa powder?
Cocoa powder, chocolate.
Oh, I thought you said coconut, I'm sorry, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, no,
sound like that to anybody else, coconut?
I have just written faster than my mind was working. Okay,
no,
so non-alkalized cocoa powder. Okay, thank you.
I heard
what
cocoa.
Okay,
heard
so
cocoa.
I'm glad
okay.
I clarified that in my own head. I would go
okay, I'm not trying to stab you about it, Nancy. I just want to know if my tongue's really working well or not working well.
Monty
has left the conference.
Oh.
Okay, guys, we're at the end of the half hour, so we need to get on with our day. Anybody have any last-minute comments?
That sounds good. Thanks.
Has left the conference.
Quick and easy as a quick way of getting a little bit in if you need just a little bit of a pick-me-up or you want to...
And you can, you know, you can dip your...
I would... I'm sorry.
You could dip your strawberries in it, too. It would be a nice little dessert.
You just said it.
On the four
it can be a fruit dip, a few fruit topping, or a pudding. Put all three down on your list.
And you can put
a reminder to...
Keep in the fridge.
Yes. I think it'll keep fine. Try it. I don't know how many days, but it probably isn't going to last that long with four servings and one
right.
avocado.
That would be nice as a dessert to dip your fruit in.
Yes,
cool.
I think so.
Yummy.
And you can adjust the sweetener. If it's not sweet enough, or you put a little bit of stevia in, the chocolate is...
Has left the conference.
Well, the Vital Balance will make that, too.
Yes, it does. It does. But you just watch and add a little bit more water if it's too stiff. You don't want it... You know, you don't want it too stiff, and a little bit of water will take care of that.
Did you do this in the blender?
I use the food processor.
Okay.
It works better than the blender because you don't have to keep squishing it to the center. That avocado needs to be broken up good. Okay, so, excuse me, I did use the blender, and I had trouble with it. I would use a food processor and try it in a small food processor next time.
Good idea, thanks.
All right, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information. Mm-hmm.